You are listening to Amplify Your Success Podcast, episode 210. And today, this is a special episode for anyone who has been struggling to earn a good living with their life's work. So let's get started.
Welcome to the Amplify Your Success Podcast. Hey, are you a thought leader, creative entrepreneur, or change maker and want to magnify your impact, boost influence while creating a financial abundance? Stay tuned for today's inspiring episode with your host, Melanie Benson.
Hello there, inspired entrepreneurs and business leaders. It's your host, authority amplifier and profit catalyst, Melanie Benson. I am excited for today's episode because it's all about how to turn your life's work into a profitable business without selling out your heart, your soul, you know, the desires, your big why. I think a lot of people think they're going to have to sell out to make money, and you don't have to. So we're going to dig into that with my special guest. As somebody who's building a business around their expertise, I really think community is such an important part of the puzzle. And we have a couple different options for you here. And I want to make sure you know, because as this episode's airing, we're closing 2020, crazy year that it was. And I think now more than ever, we have to really consider how and where we are getting support. We've got to really battle that isolation blue. And it's time to raise up our vibration, raise up our profile. And we need to raise our awareness of what's possible if we want to make that next year really powerful. I know a lot of 2020 was out of control, but 2021, most of us should have that foundation in place. And so I want to invite you to one of two options. Either A, join us in Amplify Inner Circle. This is a paid community, but we work a roadmap to amplify your authority by creating a clear and concise visibility strategy, messaging, and a roadmap to your high-performing offer so that you can really soar and amplify your reach in the world. And that's at amplifyinnercircle.com. The other option is if you're just not ready or we're new friends and you're still trying to get to know if I'm the right mentor for you, absolutely make sure you join us in Amplify Your Authority. This is our free group. It is a Facebook group. And when you join, you're going to get access to 7 proven techniques that I teach my Amplify Inner Circle to help them amplify their authority in the world. And this can be a great foundation to get you started. And then you can explore what coaching is going to look like for you. And that is at authorityamplifiers.com. Now, either way, choose to raise your game this year. Choose to stretch into something new and more powerful. I think one of the things we've all learned from 2020 is that we can't do it alone, that no matter what kind of work we do, we can do it virtually. And there is power in collaboration and community. I don't know that I would have made it through as well as I did if I did not have the connections to amazing experts who are always looking for collaboration opportunities. And both of those communities will bring that to you. Now, let's get into today's episode with my special guest. Welcome back, Amplify Your Success community. I'm excited to introduce our special guest today. And if you've ever suspected that you're not making enough money with your life's work, and maybe you've sold out and done the thing that's safe, you're going to love today's episode. Let me introduce you to Destiny Berman. Now, she is a modern marketer. She's host of the Own Your Calling Summit and a 7-figure launch strategist for experts and educators. She's got 15 years of marketing experience in Silicon Valley with clients like Twitter, HP, and Microsoft. But she left her calling or she left that to step into her calling in 2014, and since has launched dozens of digital schools in the personal growth and spiritual self-help markets right up our alley here in Amplify Your Success World. She's generating $15 million in revenue in the last 5 years. Impressive. So her passion is helping experts multiply their impact and income through the power and scale of digital courses. Destiny, thanks so much for joining us in the Amplify Your Success World today.
Thank you so much for having me. It's great to be here. And this is one of my favorite topics to dive into. So thank you again.
Well, you know, it's all about, you know, when we're pursuing our life's work, it's all about the passion. But then at a certain point, we realize like, it'd be nice to get paid for our life's work. So I know we'll uncover some myths probably, as well as learn a lot about your own journey, because I know you've been there as well. But, you know, I thought we would start with, how does someone know that they are doing their life's work?
So this is where that's an interesting question. And this is where I like to rely on all the inner growth work and all the personal growth work that we, you know, as humans, seems like a requirement in order to be more awake and to be more conscious. So it's probably also why I focus on the spiritual growth, the human development, the personal growth areas and industries, because I really believe in the power of that work. And if we're going through our lives and we're having to really dive into ourselves and to tap into our values and what's intrinsic to us, and also, you know, diving into our experience, our epiphanies, and our cultivated experience and expertise along the way, I feel like those three pillars coming together is really what has us crystallized into, okay, you know, I'm on path. This is really what I want to do. And to be able to trust that inner prompting and that inner voice that's telling us that this is our path.
Well, I'll just full disclosure here, share a little bit about my own journey around this. I've been in business 20 years, and I thought in the beginning I was doing my life's work, and I quickly realized I wasn't. I was doing what I thought I was supposed to do as an entrepreneur. And so I'm curious, that felt like I got off track, which eventually brought me back on track. But how does someone, like what are some of the mistakes that people are making when they're out there trying to do their life's work? They're trying to make money with their life's work. What are some of the mistakes you see people making?
So one, I don't believe that we ever really like get off track in that any mistake or off path is irreversible. And two, I think it also reveals to us and shows us, you know, what is our path. And the other thing is that our past also continues to evolve as we evolve and as we grow. So what I would say is mistake number one, and what I've seen also just coming from working in companies and, you know, coming from the corporate world, is that we believe that everything has to be the be all and end all. I know that I certainly believe that. Like, if this isn't what I want to do for the rest of my life, I'm going to hold back and I'm going to be frustrated and unfulfilled. The reality is that if we're practicing fulfillment and acceptance of what is in front of us, that's actually going to help us see what is it we want to do, because it allows us to learn more about ourselves. The other thing I see is that the person I was at working in companies, even if that wasn't my path, is still the same person when I come into starting my own business or growing and building my own business. And so at the end of the day, we can't escape ourselves. And while our life path may get revealed to us in the nitty gritty, oh, do you want to be an entrepreneur? Do you want to stay in corporate? You know, do you want to be a speaker? Do you want to be a teacher? While the nitty gritty or the details of it may look different, ultimately, we're still that same person and we still have to go through those lessons and those growth. And the number three is to know that in this modern day, all our paths ultimately seem to, you know, come together. So what you've learned on one path, you'll get to bring onto another path. And it's not like it will go to waste. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I resonate with that deeply, because I know even the paths I took before I got into business for myself back in my Fortune 500 days, that might have felt like a path that went a totally wrong direction, but it actually gave me skills that I use today. Like, I was just using my negotiation skills over the weekend, and I never thought I would have to use all those skills again. So I think there's a lot of like mindset work that we have to do to realize like everything is coming together to help us be better where we are right now if we can let go of the attachment of how we thought it was supposed to look.
That's right. Exactly. Well said. I love that.
Well, I know you talk a lot about the internal work and I'm really big on mindset. I think mindset is literally like 90% of the fuel we need. And then 10% of it or 20% of it, depending on how you look at it, is the other skills. If you don't get the mindset right, nothing else works. Like, what do you see as the internal work that people need to do? Because you're mentioning that spiritual journey and that evolution.
First and foremost, I recommend having a practice and having a set of tools that work for you. And that's going to look different for everyone. Some people, it's having that daily meditation practice for even 10, 15 minutes. Some people, it's having a consistent movement practice. So I don't believe that there's one way for all, and that it's up to us and it's really our responsibility to ourselves to find the set of tools and the set of approaches and methods that work for us. Then from there, it's also our responsibility, especially as entrepreneurs, when we show up every day wanting to do our life's work, to stay as clear as possible. And again, that's going to look different for everyone, but you know, how can you stay clear so that you're not working against yourself? Because, you know, I work inside my school, I have hundreds of active students and clients, in addition to clients that I consult and I work with. And I see the range of experience and I see the range of what shows up. And ultimately, you know, I believe that we end up working against ourselves. You know, we say we want growth. We say we want to, you know, double the size of our business or scale our business. And yet we still need to work through all the details of ourselves so that we're not holding ourselves back.
Say more about that, because I think this is something a lot of our Amplify community can relate to, is they say they want this, but they're working against themselves and they end up pulling themselves back.
So one, for example, if I were to use digital course launches and, you know, amplifying and building your online audience as one pillar. So people come to me because no matter how successful they've been in the offline business and in the brick and mortar business, they want to grow their audience online. So we work through the strategies and we work through the know-how of how to do that in the most, you know, with an approach that is aligned for them. It doesn't have to be overly templated and it doesn't have to feel icky. But then guess what? So what often shows up is fear of exposure, fear of visibility. Wow, can I really do this? The online world feels scary. Digital feels unknown. And so the relationship to unknown, the relationship to being more visible, the relationship to being more seen, all these things will come up. And so as a business owner, you get to decide in that moment, do I want to move through this because on the other side is really what I want to create? Or am I going to let this hold me back and have there be reasons why you need to push this back, why you can't go live today, why you can't, you know, publish and send out that email.
Yes, I actually relate to some of that. I've had my moments where I'm like, yeah, I don't really feel like going live today. Or, you know, you talk yourself out of that thing that you know you could be doing to get yourself out there in a bigger way. And what do you think it boils down to? Like, what's the one thing, if somebody could hold on to this one knowing, this one principle that would help them take that step, what would it be?
One is, I would say it boils down to trusting yourself. And when I say trusting yourself, I mean at the deeper or deepest level. So not the stories that our mind is telling us, talking ourselves out of doing that live or talking ourselves out from, you know, getting support or learning and growing. But that deeper part of ourselves that is telling us, look, you do want to expand and you do know that this is your direction. And your direction is going to look different from the next person's direction. But really trusting that deeper voice and that instinct and that intuition saying, okay, this is my direction. There's 30% of me that's feeling really uncomfortable. But to know that 70% that goes much deeper, and to trust that and to take steps and make progress towards that. You know, what I see is that when we try to go too fast and try to do too much and have these crazy expectations, oh, I'm going to get to that six-figure launch, or let's do that seven-figure launch that first time, we really don't set ourselves up for success. And in fact, we're not really having compassion for ourselves with all the growth and change that comes with it. And so to make progress and build this for the long haul, so you have an enduring business and you have an enduring profession built upon each other, is going to go so much further.
Hmm. So what are the different ways that you encourage people to explore when they're ready to get their life's work out in a bigger way?
Well, I specifically focus on the digital transformation of one's business. And and to go even more specific, I focus on launching digital courses, programs, and online schools. I have business owners who have professional training programs out. And so we take that digital. So what I would say is, and I'm quoting from a coach and a teacher of mine, where, you know, we look at the three E's: your epiphanies, your experience, and your expertise. And when we say experience, you know, what I've observed is that each one of us has life-changing experiences that brought us up to this moment. And if you're entering the coaching industry or you're entering the teaching industry, there is a set of life-changing experience that has had you want to help others life change in this way. So we take the experience, we take the expertise that you cultivate it, even if the industries don't seem to make sense. You know, if I were to look at my own corporate background, what I learned in the past didn't necessarily make sense, but it ultimately all connects the dots and it does make sense. And you take your epiphanies, experience, and expertise, and you bring this together. I mean, nowadays, whether you're a speaker, an author, whether you have a clinic, you're working with people one-on-one, what works really well and is widely received: digital courses, digital content, and digital programming. And we're at this unprecedented time where we've got billions of people online wanting to consume and learn how to build resiliency and how to, you know, increase your mental health, that really want support online. And so there is that opportunity for people when they are going virtual.
I agree. I think we're at such a unique time to be able to tap into this virtual world. And I know sometimes technology is scary, especially if you've never really immersed yourself in it. And yet it is one of the most powerful ways to expand the reach we can have with our life's work.
Exactly. And I stand by that. And I believe that we are going through this massive digital transformation from offline to online, even if some of us have been forced to do it, you know, given what's going on in the world. But the reality is that I believe the digital transformation is here to stay. And even when things go back to the new normal and we can, you know, go to restaurants normally again and go and practice at yoga studios, there will always be this digital component. And so it can no longer be ignored. And it's a massive, massive opportunity for many.
I agree. I like that you said the new norm. I think we're all realizing that's where we're headed. There's never going to go back to the way it was. There's this new norm. And again, I think sometimes one of the greatest pieces of inner work we can do is to embrace what's evolving and unfolding instead of resist what is evolving and unfolding, and recognize and kind of like get ahead of the curve, because everybody's going to be finding ways to take their teachings online. How do you get ahead of that?
It's true. I couldn't agree more in terms of paying attention to see what's coming up next and to getting ahead. And, you know, at the same time, because there are so many people online, you really are only having to enroll or convert a small, small fraction for you to have a meaningful business, whether that's a multiple six-figure business, whether that's a seven-figure business, you know, depending on where you want to go. So, you know, what I tell my clients and students is to focus on your uniqueness and to focus on your differentiation, meeting that with what's needed out in the world. If you focus on you being a need versus a nice to have, and you tie that with your uniqueness, with what you're bringing out, you can't go wrong.
That is very true. I want to just dig a little bit deeper into this monetization conversation. Sure. And so I want to point out the elephant in the podcast room. Okay. So all of you listening to the podcast in whatever room you're in the room now. And I think a lot of people get into this conversation like, I don't know how I would ever make money with my life's work. Mm. Or like, I have this passion, but how on earth would I ever make money with it? Mm. How do you help people wrap their head around the best way to monetize their life's work?
So one, I stand by the digital course and the digital education format. I think that is a very useful and widely accepted format at this point. Two, it may not seem like that long ago, but it really hasn't been that long since we've had this whole ecosystem of Facebook ads, Instagram ads, YouTube ads. You know, Google AdWords has been around for much longer, but the reality is that, yes, we're dealing with the shadow side of the advertising ecosystem and what social media has evolved. And at the same time, we also have access to a lot of people we otherwise would not have access to. So what I like to say is right offer, meaning the need combined with your uniqueness and with what you want to offer, with traffic, advertising campaign to build up your online audience, and then ongoing engagement. So that's a community piece where you're nurturing people and you're warming them up. From those three pillars, that allows you to effectively monetize teaching life-changing work and life-changing content, and also to be able to build a profitable, successful, sustainable business over time. And I've witnessed this time and time again. I've helped industry leaders and experts in all different modalities, whether it be astrology and crystals and oracle cards, and then more traditional industries like women's leadership programs and working with executives. The point is that the world is ready and the market is here. So now it's really up to you to show up and figure out, well, how can I build up my little corner of the online universe, whether that's converting, you know, 50 people a year, 100 people a year, and to be able to build a business from that. Like, it's absolutely doable. And there are examples of that. It's you deciding and choosing to show up and go for it.
Yeah, I agree. check. Well, if somebody wanted to start this process, how would you advise our Amplify listeners to get started with you?
Well, first and foremost, I recommend checking out my free trainings. I do have a lot of free trainings that exist out there. And there's one where it's specifically around crystallizing your expertise and your know-how into a digital offer. And I also have a Facebook group, the Skinny Launch Lab Facebook group, where we host free trainings and free lives in there as well. That would be a really good first step to, you know, learn more about me, to get exposed to my trainings. I have eBooks out, I have guides out, and that's a good first step. And then from there, we get to explore, you know, how we like each other. And I have different ways of how I consult and work and guide. But that's a really good first step.
Love it. And I believe you have a special URL to find that training easily. And we'll link that up in the show notes, but it's destinyberman.com/crystallize, right?
Yes, exactly. Crystallize. And then my favorite group is a Skinny Launch Lab.
And that's Destiny with a 2 E's, not a Y, just so everybody has the right spelling.
Thank you.
Now, I know you've listened to the show, so you know this is coming. Yeah. I always like to ask people who come on the show, what about like your own journey? So people can start to realize like, okay, they're not alone. This is not, you know, you're not like some superhuman who has this unique ability on the planet. Like, we're all humans. We've all gone through crap to get here. We've all had our journey. What do you think is the boldest thing you've had to do? It might be a decision or a bold leap that you had to take that's gotten you where you are today.
two things come to mind, but I'm going to pick one. You know, interestingly enough, and this sounds funny, but for me, it was getting married. And you know, for the longest time, I wasn't sure that I wanted to get married. And I was so focused on career and work and what was measurable. And I had also spent all this time developing my emotional body and my spiritual self. And for me, making that leap to getting married to my earth and my soulmate today, Seth, was the boldest decision I've had. I had to move through opening up my heart in ways that I didn't believe was possible. My life has only gotten better since I've gotten married. And then that also led to me having my son. But that was, for me, the biggest jump I made.
That's so interesting. I love that you shared that and that it was a personal part, because I think oftentimes as leaders and people who are out there, forces to be reckoned with, like our energy is so intertwined with our spouses and our family, and making big decisions on the personal side really impact how we're able to show up as a force to be reckoned with in the business side.
No, it's true. You know, and I don't think I realized what I had to give up in terms of learning about myself and the big leap of faith it took. Because in some ways, going into our work, sometimes it can be lonely. And sometimes, interestingly enough, it's actually less risky. But when you're putting your heart on the line and your emotions, like for me, it was just so much more. Now, you know, to be fair, when I left my job, when I left a really strong career, that was a big leap too. But I have to say, you know, getting married and really making that bonded, deep commitment for life was it.
I love that. Such a great, it's a great like piece of your heart that you shared with us. So thank you. All right. Last piece of wisdom. You could leave our listener with one golden nugget that served you so well in this journey to creating what I would consider a bit of an empire. What would that be?
I would say, you know, for me, what has worked and held steady for me time and time again is being true to myself. And that may sound cheesy, that may sound, you know, overused, but every time I've been able to honor myself and really be true to myself, the kind of work I want to do, the kind of team I want to build around myself, you know, when I was making a choice from the heart and that level of truth, it's never served me wrong. Even if on the outside, it looked like I was giving up revenue, even if it seemed like a funny business decision to make. And so, you know, what I would say is to give yourself the permission to really be who you are and to be okay with that and to really own that. Like, forget it if some marketer tells you, oh, that's not a best practice if you put that orange above the landing page. If you like that orange and you feel strongly about that orange, put it on the page. And I have not seen that steer us wrong for both small things and big things. So that would be my last piece of wisdom.
Yeah, trust that voice, trust that part of you. I think for a lot of us, that's the big leap, right? Is to really learn how to trust those instincts that maybe you've been conditioned your whole life to not pay attention to.
For sure.
Well, Destiny, thank you so much for joining us and bringing us another level of insight into what it takes to amplify success. If you are ready to monetize and create a whole new level of success by going deeper into your life's work, I highly recommend you check out Destiny's gift to us, Turn Your Vision into the Profitable online course your audience is waiting for at destinyberman.com/crystallize. And I will link that up in the show notes for you just to make it handy.
Thank you so much for having me. I love this conversation. So thank you again.
Thank you.
This is Melanie Benson, your host. Thanks so much for listening in today. If you want to catch up on any of the show notes and circle back on any of the resources we shared in today's show, head on over to the show page at amplifyyoursuccesspodcast.com. And remember, you amplify your results faster when you're in a community of other people who are moving and shaking. Join us at amplifyyoursuccesscommunity.com. One last thing. When you've gained insight from today's episode, help us share that and inspire other people by heading over to iTunes, subscribing, and give it a review. iTunes absolutely loves seeing these reviews pop up, and it actually helps boost my show's visibility. So I would be super grateful for your reviews. And as always, I love seeing your shares of these episodes on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Come find me over there. Tag me in your shares. I'll give you some social media love right back. So see you next week for another inspiring episode of Amplify Your Success Podcast.